This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butworth. In Iran, 25 years after the Islamic Revolution, the Ministry of Justice is controlled by hardliners. According to human rights organizations, the judiciary jails dissidents, intimidates members of parliament, and shuts down newspapers. Today, NPR's Devar Ardalan continues her personal journey through Iran's tumultuous history in the second report of a three-part series on Iran. She and producer Rasul Nafisi find that Iran's legal system is slow to implement hard-won reforms.
The most dramatic changes after the Islamic Revolution came within the courts. Every law and every judicial system that had been in place for the previous 70 years was dismantled. In the new Islamic State, there were no longer any lawyers or juries. Clerics qualified in Islamic jurisprudence would render all verdicts. But moderate clerics and lawyers are gradually becoming a force for change in the Iranian legal system. I'd like to go back to Iran to see for myself the changes that are taking place, but for personal reasons relating to my first marriage, I won't go back right now. So my co-producer, Rasul Nafisi, went to Iran. He's writing a book on Iranian legal reforms.
The first person I met was Ayatollah Damad. He's known as an advocate of liberal Islam, and for 30 years he has been on the side of a moderate interpretation of Sharia law.
There is a challenge between the clergymen about the application of Sharia. The clergymen, the great clergy that are in the government, don't like me. They think that we should apply the Sharia, and they are sure that Sharia can prevent the crimes. I believe that it is necessary for us, the new system.
What matters about the teachings of people like Ayatollah Damad is that he's a part of a general tendency among the Ayatollahs and Grand Ayatollahs who are coming to the conclusion, based on 25 years of experience, that the mixture of politics and religion has not worked for Islam or society. So they are coming to this conclusion, maybe not together, but independently.
Ayatollah Damad holds classes for Iran's most senior judicial officials and law professors. This particular class is on the law of retribution, a core principle of Sharia law, basically an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It gives victims of serious crimes or their relatives the right to demand punishment or restitution. Ayatollah Damad challenges this key underpinning of Sharia law. Rasul Nafisi described the class discussion.
In this particular session, Ayatollah Damad is talking about the case of a father killing his own son. Under one interpretation of Sharia law, the father is immune from death penalty because he has killed his own flesh and blood, or in other words, a father has ultimate authority over his children and he can do whatever. The Ayatollah then poses the very unconventional question as to whether or not the government should play a role in bringing justice by treating the father like any other criminal. In other words, what is the role of public or society in this particular case?
In addition to the moderate clerics, lawyers are also working for change in Iran. Right after the revolution, lawyers were literally pushed out of the judicial system. Their desks, chairs, and files were thrown out into a pool near the Ministry of Justice. But lawyers gradually worked their way back into the system, and they've revitalized Iran's Bar Association, which was founded 90 years ago. But Iran's Bar Association is under attack. Here's Rasul Nafisi.
The lawyers have been the black sheep of the legal system from the inception of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. After their comeback, in order to control them, they tried to absorb the Bar Association into the judiciary. When it didn't work, they created a parallel system, meaning they are now hiring 4,500 lawyers from outside the Bar Association directly by the judiciary.
The hardliners explain that the country needs more lawyers right away, and insist that the Bar Association is too elitist. The head of Iran's Bar Association is Bahman Keshavarz. He says no matter what, it's wrong for the government to appoint lawyers.
If this is allowed to continue, it will damage not only our profession, but also the judiciary itself. I don't think there is anywhere in the world left where they respect lawyers hired by the government.
Ahmad Bashiri is a prominent member of Iran's Bar Association. Bashiri says, in recent years, the regime has backed away from the harshest manifestations of Sharia law, like stoning and lashing.
And let me tell you, they didn't change these laws because they thought they were bad. They changed them because of all the international pressure from judiciary systems around the world.
Just a couple months ago, the judiciary raised the age of marriage from 9 to 13 years for girls and passed new laws that give divorced women better custody rights. The judiciary also brought back family court 5 years ago. Today, 80% of those going to family court to dispute divorce and custody cases are women. Yet because the hardliners are still repressive and intrusive, another kind of resistance has emerged, the resistance of disaffection. The majority of Iranians are under the age of 30, and they often just want to get away. Rasul Nafisi says there's a term for this.
The term is internal exile. It means that society has separated itself from the government, and a great number of people take refuge and escape into various things, from very hard drugs to foreign movies and watching satellite, and basically pursuing a very personal, private life away from the edicts of the government and what it's trying to do in society. In my observation, I found young people who are so interested in life in abroad that they emulate a foreign accent without ever being outside their own country. Or they have read so much foreign literature and watched so many foreign movies that I'm far behind them. So I found people who are in their own country foreigners, and the term internal exile fits very well to those people.
Away from Iran, I don't know if I consider myself an exile. Even though I don't use it, my name is still Iran, Iran Devar Ardalan. And I felt all the pride of an Iranian in October 2003 when I heard that Shirin Ebadi, a human rights lawyer from Tehran, had just received the Nobel Peace Prize. Tomorrow we look at the critical role of women in the struggle to reform Iran. Some think the system can be changed from within. Others say it will never change as long as the current political system is in place. Devar Ardalan, NPR News, Washington.
That report is an NPR co-production with American Radio Works, the national documentary unit of Minnesota Public Radio. Background on some of the key players involved in the human rights struggle in Iran is at npr.org.